Hey there, party people! Did you know that Encounter Party is now an official Dungeons & Dragons television show? You can find our second campaign on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel, available now on Plex and Freevee. We have new episodes every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., and the show is available on demand next day on Plex. For links and to learn more, head on over to our website at EncounterParty.com. Now, please enjoy this episode of Campaign 1 of Encounter Party. Warning, this episode features very strong language and depictions of graphic violence. Listener discretion is advised.
Last time on Encounter Party, Saloran and Perix got real intimate with the underbelly of Ravnican society, and fate proved once again how cruel of a mistress she can be. The only way to erase the black spot is to find Frankie's shipment and get it home safely. But time is running out on the shipment and on Lorsach's life.
All right, so for those of you, the three, heading up to the Northern Light, you approach the Northern Light, and you see that the street where the Northern Light is located is a long, narrow street with the actual club at the very, very end of the street at a T, right? So the dead end there.
Right.
And as you approach, you notice that, hey, there's a torch, and then another torch, and then another torch. And the whole way there is just sort of lit by torches. And then outside the club, boy howdy, are there a lot of torches. And there's some big torches. And some of those big torches intermittently get really, really big as they continuously shoot with fire. And the whole place, boy howdy, is it hot. And Lorsach, you're like made of plants. So this is not a fun spot. Ooh, that's hot.
I've made a huge mistake. and in they march.
Oh, boy. Woof.
Do you want me to go first?
If you would be so kind.
Sure. She gets ready to start kicking at the... Wait, no. Open door. Not kick door.
Hey, you learned from Tajik.
You just open the door. It is a fire motif club. There are fire dancers everywhere. There's hardly any clothing, because it's fucking hot in there. I need a constitution saving throw, please.
16.
Aww, that's only a 25.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, you guys can stand the heat. Ah, Widget. Oh boy. That's not good. That's hot. Ooh, oh man, that's hot. I'm drying up. There's not much of me left anyway. We get old and crinkly as we get there. Whoa, I'm going to dry up. He also like, actually, I think before you go in there, he kind of takes some stuff off of his body and just sort of like shoves it in a corner by a trash can or something like that and be like, I think bringing these inside might be a bad idea. And he just like shoves some explosives or something off in the corner.
Probably
so he doesn't
idea.
Accidentally just immolate.
Combust.
Yeah, so it's a fire-themed area. There's fire dancers, everybody's drinking flaming shots, people are wearing hardly any clothing because it's so freaking hot in there. There's just a lot of fire everywhere.
And in walks a huge minotaur in full plate. Okay.
Who just recently grew all her hair back.
Yeah, I'm a little
itchy.
Let's get a wisdom saving throw.
All right. Oh, God. Fuck you and your wisdom saving throws.
You got this.
Yeah, I do, actually. That's an 18.
Great. The trauma is not debilitating.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
And Lorsach goes in pursuit of a host, hostess, or manager of some sort.
Yeah, you're greeted by a saucy little cocktail waitress.
Hello.
Pardon me, my dear, but if you have a moment, we have a pressing matter for one of your superiors.
I really enjoy that that's what Brian's saucy sound is.
Hello!
Oh no, is something wrong?
We believe someone may be trying to rob your theater, or to be more precise, a shipment leaving from your theater tomorrow morning.
Oh, no, that sure is a doozy. I'll go get my boss right away.
Thank you so much.
And in walks an ogre.
An even bigger ogre.
I hear someone's a little hot for their britches.
No, you get sort of a this person walks out and they can be explained as made mistakes with fire. And they are just scarred all over the place.
Well, hello. Is something the matter? Did you get burned? Would you like to get burned again?
No.
I really like the delivery on that last one. Would you like to get burned again? Lorzach will say to this stringy, jerky-looking motherfucker,
we've come to understand this shipment on its way to your benefactor, Mr. Peanuts, may be under threat. Someone is wishing to rob your stagecoach of its most precious cargo.
Oh, is that so? Well, I will have to inform Mr. Peanuts when we make our shipment next week that we will make extra care to add security to our caravan.
Are you by any chance in contact with the East Beast or the South Bend?
I'm familiar with them, but it's not exactly one of my go-to places.
And you
deal with a lot more metal. I'm more of a fiery kind of guy.
You wouldn't by any chance know if either of them has a payment due tomorrow morning?
No. I can say with confidence that there are 4 theaters, I believe, who owe money to Mr. Peanuts. He accepts payments once a week. We are scheduled for next week.
I see. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Sure you don't want to hang around?
No.
If you'll pardon me.
Thank you.
I'm afraid I'm already a bit hot under the collar.
Well, we'll see you next time then. Bye-bye.
And you guys definitely make your exit out. And as soon as you step out from the front of the Northern Light, you see Widget place both of his hands on your knees.
Hold on a second. He sniffs the air and he goes, oh, that's not good.
No, fuck.
That is definitely the sound of a burning fuse. Run! And you just hear, dexterity saving throw, please.
Did he just stop to sniff for a sound?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
24.
You're good. Fagara.
8.
Ooh. Lorzach, keen on the same mind as his little goblin buddy, goes flying out of the way. Fagara goes, what? A grenade explodes at your feet. Fagara, you take 13 explosion damage.
I just grew back that fur.
Keep moving. Run. Dexterity saving throw.
24.
10.
Fagara, get with the program.
She's still recovering from the first blast.
6 explosion damage. His grenades start falling into the alley.
Damn you, Shadow Gang brother.
Come on, keep up. Dexterity saving throw.
13?
17.
Yay! Fagara, too slow to catch up with the group, is too far back from the next grenade.
Boom!
Lorzach! Oh my god, you're gonna take 16 explosion damage as they lead you with a grenade. Widget!
How's Widget?
He's tuck and roll! Tuck and roll!
Parkour!
Come on! Come on! Serpentine! Serpentine! Dexterity saving throw!
Wait, I got an idea.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a nat 20.
Okay.
Would that allow me to be fast enough to pick up Lorzach out of the way?
It's a saving throw, not an action. You are fast enough to avoid a grenade.
Could you throw the grenade back?
Why not? You avoid explosion damage.
11.
11. Oh, no.
Does Widget inherit his throws?
I rolled a 4. Widget and Lorzach are each going to take 12 explosion damage as Widget goes flying back into the arms of Lorzach. Oh, boy.
In the arms of the Lorzach.
Last like one, dexterity saving throw.
Dr. Seuss-ass character. 22.
9.
Vigara, you take 9 explosion damage as you guys rush your way out of the alley. And then you duck under a bridge and you feel safe and you wait and you listen. And Widget goes, all right, we're good. Oh, that was scary.
No kidding, as she's like patting out her fur. I just got all the other stuff back.
Ah, boy. Yeah, those shatterbrain butters. Whoa, boy. All right, did you get what you needed?
Does a message arrive?
Oh, yeah. Who's it going into?
Lorzach.
Oh.
Lorzach, you get a message that says, South Bend is a dead end. Laughing emojis. That rhymed. Hand... acid, octopus,
eggplant.
Bend, eggplant.
Lorzach is extremely confused and doesn't understand what these hieroglyphs are. He returns a message.
I don't speak Vidalkin.
Not North Light. East Beast, probably. Send.
Oh, do you want to... Did you want to mention the bombing that we just nearly died?
Yeah, bomb emoji.
Sad face.
Send.
Peric receives it and goes, well, to the East Beast we go.
Yeah, all right. Are you guys going to meet at the East Beast?
Well, I guess we didn't say but I feel like the plan...
The payment won't be there.
Yeah, the plan would have been to meet just east of the promenade, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to leave the place before they can rob it, right?
Right.
Oop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, what? Yeah.
With enough lead distance for the carriage to leave, and then we can intercept whoever attacks it.
Are we going to announce ourselves to the caravan and travel with them, or try and counter ambush?
So you guys are pretty confident you know the route in which the caravan is going to come.
Yes.
So I will say that you can get there a solid hour before it's going to be there, and you guys can take a moment to strategize to prepare for the arrival of whatever it is you don't know, and then the arrival of whoever it is you don't want to see.
Do we want to try and intercept the caravan and travel with them, or do we want to try and counter ambush whoever goes after the caravan?
We could have Widget, of course, if he agrees with this. I know he's retired. Possibly set up some sort of booby trap across where they were going in order to stop them.
But we don't want to stop the caravan. Yeah. We want the caravan to make it. We want to stop the people trying to stop the caravan.
The other problem with that being that it's in a public space. And we're not going to be able to control who's walking by.
We also, as an active member of the Boros, you don't want to do anything to disrupt the Guild Pact.
I think that the best option, because there's also no guarantee that they believe us immediately,
right.
Another like rampaging scythe ogre attacks or something.
Not great.
So I think the best course of action is to defend the caravan.
So hide from them until there is a battle.
I mean, do they know to... Well, the Shattergang brothers know to look for me.
Right.
So maybe yes.
And probably all of us, because we were all with you when you were...
I happen to have something for that.
Do that polymorph thing?
I was going to go with the pass without trace thing.
Yeah,
but if you want to...
I think pass without trace makes more sense.
You want to disguise yourself as a rat.
Go right in.
We can do that.
You do the thing.
Rats are in Ravnica, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, every plane has rats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ravnica has the worst rat.
What's his name?
No, there was a 2-mana card that was considered super broken that just makes other rats.
Oh.
It was like the most... It is, aside from Umezawa's Jitay... It is like the number 2 most terrifying card in limited draft ever.
Okay, so Pass Without Trace is a good idea, for sure. Worked last time, like gangbusters. So, Lauren, any thoughts here?
I think my usefulness is limited because this is technically not something that the Orzhov is involved in, so I can't use my leverage to use any underlings.
Right.
Like, my rank allows me to summon 2d4 knights and 4d8 syndics. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but I can't use them because this is not official guild business.
Right.
So, like, the double-edged thing is, like, yes, we're in something very public, but that also puts limitations on guild members.
You said we have, like, an hour to scout?
Yeah.
On the road, is there any place that, you know, this isn't really Perix's specialty, but would there happen to be a spot on the road that seems like a likely ambush spot for someone else?
Does anyone need healing before we get to compact?
Fuck yes, girl, I got bent.
Wait, are you using a spell slot?
No, I was just using a potion.
Oh yeah, I have a couple of those.
How about
no.
You save them? Because I can heal you. I can heal you now with Lay on Hands.
Oh yeah. I'm 16 from full.
You are full.
Thanks.
Are you good, Lorzach?
I take a little bit. I'm about 28 points away.
Are you okay?
Fakara? Yeah, I'm 28 points down.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So, man, I still have 61.
Why don't you not give me a full 16? Why don't you rock me a solid 8?
Great. So I have 32 left, and I can split the 16. Or I can give, give you 25, and give you 12.
Yeah, that works.
I'm going to pop a healing potion.
Yeah, I'll do a healing potion too. We'll be good.
Great.
And I'm sorry, you said 12?
Yes.
For max, well, not max damage, but I'm up to max health. Is there anywhere along the road during our hour of preparation that looks like a likely ambush spot?
It is a very, very long, clean road that is actually up over the ground.
Oh, it's raised walkway.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, Frogman, can you...
Got it right, at least.
Right.
Take the hits where I can.
Right. Are you able to, like, climb on walls and check underneath the bridges to see if there's any explosives?
I do not have that spell.
Okay.
Yes, I am able. No, I did not prepare that spell.
Okay.
But that is a dope spell. Maybe I'll bring it next time.
Can your octopus check?
Yes.
That's an interesting question.
Yes, it can.
Really?
Yes, it can crawl on all surfaces.
Yeah, it can do that. So, I'ma tell the octopus to take a little under the raised walkway to see if there's any, explosives.
Nope.
Thanks. So, begin strolling eastward.
So, you stroll eastward, and as you head out into the morning sun on the promenade, you realize, bugger, there sure are a heck of a lot of people out today. But very few carriages. You happen to pass a carriage with a single driver.
Marked or unmarked?
Unmarked. Yeah, big sign. A lot of money for Frankie Peanuts in here.
I hope he was going to be like, is it? Like, not that one.
Nope.
Can we stop the driver and ask him for two directions that mean nothing?
I mean, if a Boro soldier stands in front of a carriage, they're going to stop.
If I were to use locate object and I use focused it on a single unit of Xeno, would it allow me to sense a large mass of Xenos?
You have to find the specific object. You can't be...
It's not a concept of an object.
Yeah.
You would find the Xeno in
it can't
your hand.
It can't be find me all the Xenos. You would have to know the specific Xeno. Like, you'd have to know the serial number of the bill.
Alternatively, the spell can locate the nearest object of a particular kind.
Yeah, but if you were holding it in your hand, the Xeno would be the in your one pocket first, to you, right?
Okay.
You'd be like, find Xeno, like, and your pocket would go, here.
And you'd go, oh, I forgot about that one.
That's a spell slot, so I don't do that.
Do we want to stop the carriage and ask?
Sure. No. I mean, I figured that's the best way if we're not finding a lot of carriages.
You stop the carriage. There's a Vidalkin woman driving the carriage.
In Vidalkin, Perix asks, do you happen to work for the East Beast Theater? Or the East Beast, if it doesn't use the word theater at the end?
No.
Insight.
If she's already got it and it's not...
12.
7.
It's in Vidalkin. I don't know that y'all can even hear it, but.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Doesn't work for the theater.
Just
traveling alone.
Okay. No one in the back?
Nope.
Okay.
Have a nice day. What do you got?
Frustrated with all of this talking, Saloran just goes, I'm going to take a look in the back. Intimidating her. Saloran rolls a 19 on intimidation. What's in the back?
Piss off. You march around the back. You break open the back of her carriage and open it up. And a lot, like an absolute ton of fabric bolts were stuffed in there. And they all fall out onto the dirt. And you ruin 1d6 of them. 5. Oh, boy, howdy. Is she going to make a complaint? I want your badge number, buddy.
Do yours have badge numbers?
Yeah.
And then
Brevin, sorry. Saloran, apologize, sorry. He like totally gives your name away.
Well.
He's trying to pick them up. He's like, dirty. And he's trying to like shove them back into the thing.
Brevin, just go back to Orzova.
Sorry.
Saloran hops on the Alms Beast. Not this one. And just keeps going east.
Fuck you, guys. Fuck you.
And then
in Vidalkin, she says like a really terrible thing that we won't say on the podcast. And she just like marches herself away.
And in Vidalkin, I call after her, and your mother.
Not that one.
East.
You walk farther east. You find another carriage. Like 20 paces behind.
Oh, wow.
There's two people.
Oh.
And somebody in armor walking beside them.
Is the armor identifiable by a guild or unmarked?
Nope, unmarked.
Great.
Private armor.
Excuse me. Do you by chance... Are you from the... there's a theater that's...
Like, as soon as you stop them, the person in the armor very quickly moves between you and the drivers.
Oh, no. Not gonna hurt anybody. No plan on hurting anybody. Just wondering if you're from the theater. We were just tasked to make sure that the theater thing got all taken care of okay, and we're just trying to help. Seriously, that's all it is.
They roll a 14 trying to intimidate you. Move out of the way, soldier.
I'll fucking bring it.
That's a 19.
Alright, you're not intimidated.
No, really. Trying to help. If you could help me, help
no,
you.
No, really. Get the fuck out of the way, soldier.
Perception on that carriage to see if it seems significantly heavier than the bolts of fabric.
Someone seems to tell the job.
Roll a die. It better be really high because I'm confused. Big number means good.
Now we're good here.
I don't know.
12. Someone has seen the Italian job, by the way.
Yeah. All right, I got you.
You are correct, ma'am.
So, Figara immediately just takes a step back, and they make a move to keep rolling along.
Hey, guys. Frogman here. Hey, if you came from the East Beast, cool. Just a warning, we were sent because someone's trying to ambush the caravan from the East Beast. And if that's you, you might want our help. And if that's not, have a great day.
It's not us. And they keep moving.
Insight? 23?
It's not them.
Great. Bye.
Side note. It was totally undercover cops.
Oh, no! Sarah's intuition is always right.
They were transporting a witness to the courts to testify, and they were doing it in secret.
Sarah's so they weren't assassinated. Are always right.
Free time.
You don't call me soldier unless you're somebody from the boroughs.
That's fucking like, funny.
I was going to demote you. You were going to open the door, and they were going to be like, I'll have your badge for this.
Give me your gun! Or mace, right. I guess.
Yeah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
right, you come upon a third carriage.
Tell us about it, Brian.
There are two people on the carriage, and then there are four other people walking alongside the carriage.
Unmarked?
They look beefy.
Okay.
Couple of piercings, muscles.
Stop the carriage, please.
World gym. Tank tops.
You guys
need to explain to me how you're going to try and stop this carriage, because these guys don't look like they stop for people.
Stand in front of it?
I'm not a people. I'm a minotaur.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to stand in front of it. I'm going to stand behind her standing in front of it.
Okay.
What are the mounts that are...
Hi!
What are the what?
What are the mounts that are...
Oh, I don't know. What are the...
Not horses?
No, they're
oxen.
Like...
Oxen?
They're like oxen-looking things, yeah.
Would you all happen to be from the East Beast?
They just walk right up to Perix because he looks squishy, and they just, like, shove you hard. Out of the way, fish!
I'm a frog!
You want to try that with somebody who's less amphibious?
Yeah, a really big one comes around from the back and goes, yeah, out of the way, cow.
Strength check?
Strength check.
I mean, I'm not going to do a strength check. I lose.
You first.
You first.
No, you first.
I'll roll to see who goes first.
Love that. Odds at Sarah.
D6.
I rolled a 1.
You go first.
26.
10.
She tries to push Fakara.
And she don't move. Okay. We'll go around.
We're trying to help if you're from the East Beast.
Guy driving the carriage is like...
We were sent by someone who is worried you might have unintended visitors other than us along this path and sent us to be helpful.
Are we in trouble?
No.
Yes.
Not now.
Are you all together?
Tying vote to Lorzach.
This is an awkward assembly.
The Shatter Gang brothers want whatever you have.
If you're from the East Beast.
If not, we don't care. I mean, we care.
And then they all kind of fan out in line and flex and be like, do we look like we're anywhere from else besides the East Beast?
Oh, it's a gym. You guys, it's a gym.
It's a weird theater.
Oh, I get it. It's a strongman competition.
Perix looks at the rest and is like, but what if they got robbed?
And then you just hear them go, so, the Shatter Gang. And then from above, finishing the sentence, you hear, ah-hee! And two Zeppelins come flying in over the bridge. And you just hear, and some explosions hit the top of the bridge. And where the explosions were, once they settle, you see some fucking enemies. Let's fight!
Yeah!
Holla!
Yeah, all right.
Oh my God.
It's not my bet. You here?
A nat 20.
Girl, welcome!
All right.
So, the explosions settle, and in their stead, you see some enemies that have paratrooped down. There are two small goblins covered in bandoliers, to which Widget goes, ah, those blow up. And then there's another guy in, like, super dark, scary armor with just, like, nothing behind the mask. And he looks like this.
Hey!
Oh.
What's his name?
The enemy name is the Master of Cruelties. And then
maybe he's...
some more explosions happen in front of them in a small sequential circle. And then that circle sort of collapses down into what looks like a pit of hell. And then out of that pit of hell climbs a big-ass motherfucking demon who sits on top of the promenade and leeches forward and screams, Rah! And it looks like this.
Okay.
Conveniently on the opposite page. It's known as the Sire of Insanity, in which it goes, this just keeps getting worse. I don't know why I hang out with you guys. Initiative!
24.
22.
17.
4.
Keep in mind, there are civilians everywhere. Top of the order, Lorzach.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I was gonna drop Sickening Radiance and murder a lot of people.
Nope.
But I will murder a lot of people.
Lorzach is going to settle his gaze on the Sire of Insanities and pull down a big old moonbeam.
Mmm.
Can I get a constitution saving throw from the Sire of Insanities?
Boy, can you. 11.
The Sire of Insanities takes 29 radiant damage.
Oh! Saloran.
Saloran is going to march straight up to this creature and whack it with his Morningstar. First one is a 20 to hit.
Hit.
Second one is a 21 to hit.
Hit.
He is going to channel Divine Smite at level 2 and level 1. Is this a fiend?
Yes.
Great. That is 7d8 radiant damage.
Oh!
What? That is 19 piercing damage plus 31 radiant damage.
Whoa!
What? Whack, whack!
That's how you play paladins, man. You cash in on a big bad boy. So oh, 50 man. Damage total.
After it took how much from Lorzach?
Well, there's some resistances. Oof. Perix.
Okay. Do we think this thing is probably resistant to bludgeoning or really into bludgeoning?
Likely. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pretty good, pretty good.
I'm either going bludgeoning or I'm going psychic. Which one? And it feels like it might be so dumb that it's resistant to psychic. And that was my vicious mockery. No.
I feel like it's probably not resistant to psychic.
You feel like it is probably not resistant to psychic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, because it's one less D8 than catapult. But if it's resistant to bludgeoning, then that's going to get
it's out. Probably resistant to bludgeoning.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So, Perix is going to back up just like, you know, to the Loxodon thing and a little past it. Like one space past it.
Party members are not obstructions, but civilians most definitely are.
Well, he'll bump into the Loxodon and say, yeah, and then he will.
But it's a Loxodon, so it just kind of goes, no problem. My fault.
It can't get there. And then I will look at the crazy big thing and shoot a mind spike directly into its brain as the, I don't know what the crystal color is. I haven't written it down.
Go.
It's you. Wisdom 17, please.
20.
Well, it will take half damage. For 26 psychic damage.
Ooh.
But 13 when you half it.
Okay. Their turn. I need a dexterity saving throw from Fakara and Lorzach.
19.
16?
You will take half. Okay. You will each take 4 explosive damage.
Legit. Okay.
Perix.
Yep.
Dexterity saving throw.
Sure.
Ooh.
21.
Yeah.
You will take 5 explosive damage.
Copy that.
Will everyone please make a wisdom saving throw?
What is this originating from?
The Sire of Insanity.
May he please make a constitution saving throw for starting his turn in the moonbeam.
Fail.
Takes 21 radiant damage.
Thank you. Everyone, wisdom saving throws.
26.
19.
8.
4.
Oh, lovely. For those of you who failed, being Perix and Fakara, you have received a mass suggestion. And in this horrible demonic voice, you just hear, flee. You have been suggested for 24 hours. You must complete the suggestion to the best of your ability for 24 hours.
Copy that.
So you must flee for up to 24 hours. Bye.
Perix starts scratching.
Fakara!
I guess I'll just flee then. It doesn't say which direction I have to flee, right?
Flee would mean away from the monster.
Yeah. All
right, you can't flee towards something.
I will just flee past something. It's just okay, right?
Is there any type of save that can be thrown at the end of a turn?
No.
Okay. All
right. The good news is I did not click on my boots yet.
That's true.
On a failed save, it pursues the course of action you described to the best of its ability. The suggested course of action can continue for the entire duration.
Okay.
If the suggested activity can be completed in a shorter time, the spell ends when you finish what you are asked to do. There are other conditions, but I won't tell you.
And would we say we have successfully fleed when we are out of range?
You must continue to flee for up to 24 hours.
Copy. I have a plan. Brian's not gonna like it.
Next, the Master of Cruelties will force Saloran to make a wisdom saving throw.
13. Goodbye, everybody.
Jump off the bridge.
You have been dominated.
Dope.
Ooh, Rakdos.
He commands you, through Dominate Person, to go kill the East Beasts guarding the carriage. There are four of them. So, on your turns, you must go and attack one of four East Beast members.
I didn't like them anyway.
Yeah. Top of the order, Lorzach.
Lorzach watches Fakara run past, and as an action reaches out to dispel magic.
Hmm. Would that dispel it from me, too?
I don't know that... How does that work?
Well, it says choose one creature, object, or magical effect within range. The thing is that it seems like kind of a meta thing to identify that there is a specific magical effect happening.
Here's how I'm going to rule this. Mm. I have no choice but to rule as written, as most people rule as written, which would suggest that dispel works, except for the fact that by dispelling a single target, you do not remove the actual effect of mass suggestion, and therefore you cannot partially remove mass suggestion. So if you had a way to cleanse both of them simultaneously, we could make it work, but both of them are under the effects of mass suggestion. Therefore, unless you can remove that actual suggestion, I don't think you can simply tell somebody they don't have to worry about it for anymore.
So it doesn't
It's not
work.
A static effect.
All right.
I don't think it works with mass suggestion.
Okay.
It's a sixth level spell.
Lorzach is going to reach out to Saloran and dispel the effects of Dominate Person.
Alrighty.
What level is the spell?
Fifth level.
Fails. So the effect is still in effect.
Saloran.
Hearing this command from this creature that entered its brain, Saloran is going to turn back, walk up to the nearest East Beast, and attack.
Roll damage.
That is 23 piercing damage.
You watch in horror as you can't stop yourself from morning-starring this dude in the face, killing one of the Rakdos members from the East Beast.
Okay, not great.
Perix.
Perix, having been given the command to flee and assuming that the DM will not allow semantics for him to scratch as though it was spelled with an A, will jump into the carriage and attempt to turn it and ride it away.
Number one, athletics.
Great.
Wait, there's a problem.
Yep.
The front of the carriage is closer to the monster than you are. You cannot progress toward the monster.
I would say I'm standing next to the front
I would say, based on that very clear grid, the front of the carriage is closer to the beast than you are.
But wouldn't we say that the command is to flee, not be frightened, and I will flee faster on a carriage, so it's a direct choice of the action?
I mean, he does have a point.
Athletics.
Great. It's not great for me, so you already get the, nope. The problematic part. Three.
You fall on your froggy face. You're prone.
Great. From the ground. And everyone in the back there is a bad guy?
You will not be able to attack.
Oh. The mass suggestion.
Your action was climb into a carriage.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
If you have a bonus action, you can take it.
Yeah, I don't have a bonus action.
All right, moving on. Their turn. Saloran and Lorzach, please make a dexterity saving throw.
13.
23.
Saloran, you will take 5 explosion damage. Lorzach, you will also take 5 explosion damage.
Is this half damage?
Half damage.
No, I don't.
Saloran, you will take 0 damage. Lorzach will take 5. The beast will take its turn and make a constitution saving throw.
It will.
20.
Yeah, it saves. And it takes 11 radiant damage.
It will then move forward.
We gon' die. Well, we're not gonna die, but we are gonna lose the encounter. Yeah, you and I are gonna survive just fine.
I'm running away.
We're gonna kill it.
I'm good.
It then attacks Lorzach for a 29.
That will hit.
That was a close one, though.
You will take 3d12 plus 6. 28 slashing damage.
That's not too bad. You got this, right? You're a badass.
Fakara.
Oh, hey. Still running.
Do you have anything bonusy that can fight? Because I don't.
Or smack me.
Bonus action to Lorzach. So bardic inspiration for you, and bye, guys.
Bye.
Deuces.
I'm right there with you.
Fakara is almost off the map.
Master of Cruelties. The Master of Cruelties is going to try and charm that poor Ravnican citizen hanging out on the promenade, and will succeed. He will command that poor Ravnican citizen to go try and attack the East Beast. She will move over there. She, however, will miss. Widget!
Yes, Widget!
Pulls out a knife and charges the big boy. This is not how I expected to spend my retirement. Miss! Top of the order, Lorzach. He is big enough that your moonbeam could completely cover his area and not affect anyone else.
Having lost it with that strike he took, Lorzach is going to recast Moonbeam on the Sire of Insanity, and will it please make a constitution saving throw?
11.
And it will take 23 radiant damage.
Ooh, yeah, buddy!
It will. Anything else, sir?
That is the end of the turn.
Okay. Saloran, would you please try and go kill another member of the East Beast?
And he doesn't get to make a save at the end of his turn, or does he?
Not until someone attacks me. It causes damage.
Oh.
Roll damage. He can't defend himself. You're too good.
That is 28 damage.
Yes, in terror. You gut another one of these poor bodybuilders. If you were aligned any differently, this would be far more mentally shocking. Perix! You're prone.
That's what Perix is doing internally. But before he runs, he's going to fire an attack, because he can, right?
Are you going to stand up first, or are you going to be down?
Yeah, I'll stand up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do the thing that's smart. And then I will cast... How far are those dudes in the back?
55 feet.
55 feet.
Great. Less than half of the distance I need. And what... Where would I drop a thing that it could have a 30-foot radius and not hurt any civilians?
Anywhere back here.
Right on the...
On top of the Master of Cruelties.
Master of Cruelties.
So Perix looks back and he glows. Like, the crystal doesn't glow. He glows as he is evolving like a Pokemon. And he glows this weird green as the exact same color glows under the feet of the three in the back for sickening radiance, which is a 30-foot radius sphere centered on a point I choose within range. The light spreads around corners, lasts till the spell ends. When a creature moves into the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, it must make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. So, the two grenadiers will make a saving throw.
And I would like the light to end as close without hitting the civilians as possible. Yep. Hopefully they can't move all the way through.
Yep. I'm on you. I got you. Both of them will fail their constitution saving throws.
And the Master of Cruelties?
Will succeed.
On the con save of 17?
Yes.
Okay.
He rolled an 18.
Come 19. On, Ned. Be better. 18 points of radiant damage. For the two who failed.
Great.
And they suffer one level of exhaustion.
Aw, nice. Boo. All right, half damage on a save?
No.
Okay. Boo. All right, they ain't gonna move, though, because they are exactly where they need to be. I need dex saves from Lorzach and Saloran.
Oh, and then, sorry, Perix runs through the Loxodon.
Yep.
Because he's fleeing.
So that counts as two spaces to go through the lock.
So I end on the space just beyond it.
8.
10.
We'll both take 10 explosion damage.
Does that mean I can make a wisdom save?
Why?
Because he took damage.
Your character is now mine.
Fuck. Make a wisdom saving throw.
I believe in you. Remember your aura.
20.
Ah.
Yeah. Yep.
You are no longer dominated because I'm an idiot. The big ogre-y thing.
Makes a constitution saving throw.
Makes a constitution saving throw. 19.
So 10 radiant damage.
It will attack you, Lorzach. 14.
Does not hit.
All right, miss. Fakara.
I am going to use my Cure Wounds.
Nice.
So that will be 8 points back, and then I will use a bonus action for Second Wind. And that will be 9, so 17 hit points back.
Master of Cruelties is going to begin his turn in the bubble and is going to make a 21 constitution save.
You know, that's fine.
Okay, he's then going to move forward and he's going to whip Widget. Ooh, he's going to miss with a 8. Not going to work. Oof. End of the round, Widget is going to stab the big guy. Yay! He does some damage.
Good work, Widget!
I'm trying, guys. I'm really trying. No, he's going to use Fury of the Small.
Yes! Because that's how goblins work.
Lorzach.
As an action, Lorzach is going to awaken the spores in his body, and as a bonus action, is going to bonk the Sire of Insanity.
Bonk.
19 to hit.
Yes.
And expending a charge of the Staff of Withering, 15 necrotic damage, 2 poison damage, and 9 magic damage.
As you strike this thing square on the head, bonk, you see a circle of fire form around the base of the Sire of Insanity, and this molten aura churns around its feet, and it simultaneously looks as if it's melting, but also getting dragged back down to hell as the Sire of Insanity screams in fury as he disappears into the promenade.
Woo.
And then you realize you're above ground, so you peek over the edge and realize there's nothing underneath. Pretty weird, these Rakdos. Sire of Insanity is gone. His mass suggestion is gone.
Oh.
Those of you freeing like little scaredy cats suddenly stop and catch yourself and go, what?
Hey.
Hey.
I like this.
Moonbeam ends.
Moonbeam ends. Solorin.
I don't love the idea of where it's coming back to, though.
Solorin walks up to the smaller big guy and whacks at him with his Morning Stars. That's an 8. And a 24.
24 hits.
He is going to channel his last spell slot to use Divine Smite. Is this creature a fiend?
Why, yes it is.
Great. That is 3d8 radiant damage. That is 13 radiant damage. 13 radiant damage. 11 piercing damage. 24 altogether.
Roger, roger. Perix.
Well, Perix feels pretty stupid, but he's back, baby. And is going to step forward to just 4 spaces, please. Yeah, right there. 1 away from that pink person. And then I am going to cast... I am going to look at the ground and grab a loose flagstone and hurl it at the face of the smaller big guy.
Master of Cruelties.
Yeah, Master of Cruelties. Taking a flagstone to the face.
All right.
Very good card.
Would he please make a dexterity saving throw? 17 is the target.
7.
Ned. 10 bludgeoning damage on a possible 32. The flagstone shatters as it hits, and he realizes it was made of less strong stuff than he wanted.
Yeah, this promenade was kind of cheaply built.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
All right. Their turn. Bombs away. Widget, Solorin. Widget's all right.
19.
You're all right. You're going to take half damage.
Take no damage.
You take no damage. Lorzach, dexterity saving throw, please.
17.
You'll take 4 damage from the grenades exploding all around you. Fakara. Oh, I'm sorry. They began their turn in that goopy shit.
Yeah, they did.
Fails. The guy on the left saves.
Okay. The guy on the left is still suffering a level of exhaustion. The guy on the right will take... That's better. That's a better number, Ned. 22 points of radiant damage, and will also receive a second level of exhaustion.
How do they melt in that thing?
What a great question. So the thing about that glowy light is that it starts to seep into your body and it starts to show through cracks in your skin and just little spaces in between your teeth, out of your eyes, out of your ears. It just starts to show, and over time those cracks begin to grow until it's not actually a melt. You actually start to shatter and their skin breaks apart and they just sort of crack into these weird, you'd almost think they were stone until they collapse.
Gross. And then he explodes!
Yes! And that's how it ends.
However, everyone is too far away to be caught in his explosion. Oh, he explodes when he dies.
Oh, understood. Cool.
Figara!
Get back in, girl.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Doing math. Hold on.
Thank you for doing the math while we're...
Bad hand signal. I don't know.
I loved it. This hand signal that we've created for the boots is hands together awkwardly.
I think that actually means...
Yeah, so as a whole, I was like, here we go. Click my heels.
Oh, I liked that.
Right, adorable. Okay, so, all right, back here, that's 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that's 1 dash, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, that poor Ravnican citizen skewers the third beast from the east.
Oh, man, sorry, gross.
Leaving only one remaining. The Master of Cruelties turns to Saloran and asks him to make a wisdom saving throw.
Counterspell!
I had to get one.
Counterspell! I am actually casting that.
Oh, all right.
What's the level that you are casting at?
Third.
Oh, it fails.
All right.
I don't have to make a roll.
Now you're going to get whacked.
Thank you.
Yeah, boo.
It is a 22 hit.
Yes.
13 piercing damage, plus 13 psychic damage, as it whips you.
But he's like kind of into it.
Yeah, after that trip down south.
Yeah, he feels it. You ever been bent by an ogre?
You don't really want the answer to that question.
Andrew is not pleased, ladies and gentlemen.
Lorzach.
Lorzach is going to approach the Master of Cruelties as a bonus action. Nope, because I'm out of those spell slots. As an action, Lorzach is going to slap the Master of Cruelties with a Staff of Withering. And will an 11 hit?
No.
Using Bardic Inspiration. Is a 14 any better?
It's a little bit better, but it still misses.
End of turn.
Saloran.
Saloran takes the hit, is not pleased, and hits right back.
Get it, Saloran.
22.
Yes.
24.
Yes.
A lot of eights coming.
8 damage. 8 plus 9, so that's 17. That's 17 piercing damage altogether.
Whack,
whack.
Thump, thump.
Perix.
All right, you know what?
No, I don't.
I understand that this bridge is shoddily made, but there's not a lot of other things lying around, so I'm grabbing another flagstone and I'm launching it at your head for a dexterity saving throw of 17, please.
Miss. But you feel like...
Ned. Get it together, dude.
This is a fucking disaster.
I need help from both ends here.
12 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, you're also starting to get some inclination. Let's get an intelligence check.
Sure. Nat 20 plus 6.
Yeah, you start to feel like maybe if I just keep randomly pulling stones from this bridge...
It'll collapse?
Bad stuff might start to happen on random rolls made by the DM.
Okay, great.
I'm just saying, it's fine right now, but it's a gamble. Their turn.
That last one takes some stuff.
Yep.
Constitution.
18.
Is a plenty good to succeed.
Hooray!
It is at 2 levels of exhaustion.
He's still gonna run up, and he's gonna suicide run the party.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Don't like that.
His speed is halved, if that helps.
It does. You just saved Widget and Lorzach. He's gonna blow himself up. Saloran. You will take 18 explosion damage, and that poor Ravnican citizen
Is obliterated.
Is obliterated.
Yeah, okay. Bye. You dance nicely, though, in your little mini.
They're gone. Figara!
Fuck up its day. Make it wanna cry.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm on that.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to decide how surrounded I want to make it.
Oh, so surrounded.
I'm a little... Okay. Walking behind this evil bastard and feeling like I have had no opportunity to make any sort of damage. That will be a nat 20, ooh, a 21, and an 18.
They will all hit.
Yeah, ooh. Fakara!
Hooray.
Do that damage thing you do, plus an extra damage dice.
Okay, so that's so that's a 7 plus 4 is 11.
Okay.
Bludgeoning. And then for the other two will be 10 bludgeoning altogether for the other two.
21 all day.
Okay, its turn.
What up, baby?
It's going to turn.
And make a constitution saving throw?
And make a constitution saving throw.
That's what the turn was about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to probably, what's the number? 15.
And it takes 6 necrotic damage.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We don't know what its things are.
Yeah.
It does. It's then going to turn to that other Ravnican citizen coupled with the one already infected. Well, under persuasion. And it's going to whisper something inaudible to that person. And then you see the one who is already under his spell is going to run up and try and attack Perix.
Bring it, motherfucker.
She's going to miss.
Yeah.
The other one is going to run up and attack Fakara by stepping this way and then over. They're going to roll an 18.
That will hit.
You will take 4 slashing damage from their tiny little dagger.
Aww.
As you're getting attacked by a citizen of Ravnica.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's not adorable. You're supposed to be protecting them. Lorzach.
Right. That's why I'm not going to be hitting them back.
As an action, Lorzach bonks a master of cruelties. Yeah, right. 26 to hit.
Yeah.
Lorzach will expend one of the charges of the Staff of Withering to do a whopping total of 10 necrotic damage, 4 poison damage, and 6 magic damage.
So, Lauren.
Gonna keep this going. First one is a 11. Second one is a 25.
25 hits.
That will do 9 damage. Piercing.
All right, Saloran, hit that motherfucker.
Perix.
All right, I am going to cast a mind spike deep into its soul. Would it please make a wisdom save of 17?
15.
Sure, better. We're getting there. That'll be 14 points of psychic damage.
Yes,
please,
sir.
As Perix is getting too old for this shit.
Fakara.
I will... Mace, Action Surge, and Guiding Bolts. The sparkly d20 will be the damage from the Guiding Bolts. Or the to hit, I should say. So that will be a 19, a 17, and a 16. So 19 for the Guiding Bolt, 17 and 16 for the maces.
The Guiding Bolt alone will hit.
Okay, cool.
Great. Love a good Guiding Bolt. Yeah!
Oh, that was so pretty. I love it. Okay, so that's going to be 15, 17 radiant damage. And the next attack roll made against this target before the end of my next turn has advantage.
Okay.
And I'd like to say our party's gotten super into radiant damage.
Yeah.
Time to fight Celestials. It's turn. So... first thing that's going to happen is...
it makes a constitution saving throw?
It's going to make a constitution saving throw. It's going to get a
never
28.
It saves.
And then the thing next to Fakara is going to continue to stab her. This citizen she's supposed to be protecting. It's going to roll a 20. 2-0.
Okay.
Non-natural.
All right.
Dang.
You will take 6 points of slashing damage.
I can take the damage. She can't take it if I hit her to try to stop her.
Correct.
Okay. So
the other one in front of Perix, however, is reminded that there is still one remaining beast from the east.
Oh, I was hoping it would forget.
Ooh, and it will roll a 19 to step away from Perix over three spaces.
It doesn't take a fish slap in return?
You're going to attack a citizen?
It's a fish slap. It can't hurt her.
I mean, if you want to... Sure. Well, oh, right. You deal zero damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you slap her. And you watch as the last remaining escort of this payment goes down dead.
Yeah, okay.
On the ground.
Might be into it?
In blood. No. Oh, it has to go. Which one of you looks the shittiest right now? Lorzach is doing a lot of stuff. Does a 28 hit?
Yeah.
It's going to be 20 piercing.
Whoa.
Plus... Oh, my God. I'm really sorry, dude. You will take 20 piercing damage plus 17 psychic damage.
Ooh.
And that's its turn. Lorzach.
As an action, Lorzach is going to smack the Master of Cruelties with the Staff of Withering.
And you have advantage.
You have advantage.
First one was better. A 17 hit.
17 misses.
As a bonus action, Lorzach is going to heal himself.
Okay. So, Lauren.
Gonna go at it with the Morningstar. That is an 11. And a 24.
24 yeah! hits.
I think that's exactly what I rolled last time. That does 10 damage piercing.
How does he die?
Yes!
So Lauren's honestly exhausted and is so frustrated with how terrible his day has gotten. He whiffs the first one and in a blind anger just slams it into the side of this creature and it gets stuck as he brings it down.
Is that it dying or the thrall?
Yes.
Dying.
No, Brevin the thrall went back to Orzova. He got kicked out by... Saloran.
Yeah, that's right.
It collapses to the ground and its dark red obsidian armor just lays there empty. There was nothing inside of it. It was a dream all along.
Creepy.
Yep.
It's a great mini.
It's a fun mini. So, you guys win, which it's like, oh boy. Whoa. All right.
You're always here for the fun stuff, wait.
Yeah,
you?
This retirement ain't so bad. Those guys are dead.
Yeah, now we gotta, I guess, take the carriage to Peanuts?
Yeah. Yep.
Who's got that animal handling skill?
So Lauren telepathically summons his own beast and starts to hitch it to the wagon.
Oh,
that works.
I love that option. I'm gonna climb on to ride.
He also,
well, that puzzle was solved a lot faster than I expected.
He also takes the armor of that creature that vanished and throws it in the back of the wagon. I'm going to need some evidence. An Orzhov knight murdering two citizens of Ravnica never looks good. So don't mind me.
Oh. Not minded.
You weren't able to take the hits from them, so you murdered them?
Oh, there we go.
At least when people die under my watch, it's by my hand.
Perix remarks, not sure why that's better.
Oh boy. All right. Well, I'm retired, so I can't do anything, but perhaps if the big cow here lady... performs a good enough check, we can just sort of march our way right through the city without any impediment.
What am I making a check of?
I don't know. What do you want to make a check of?
Can I do a strength check?
Can you swap? No, you're not an orc. You can do charisma.
I can do charisma.
You can do charisma.
To 14?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
You guys.
I'm like, I can do con too.
Yeah,
like,
somehow you're forceful, but not too forceful. And you guys go marching down the promenade towards the Tin Street Market. And
well,
this Master Sergeant Fakara or drone coming through, make way.
And it'll be like, oh, you're having trouble. Let me get you across the street. Oh, here we go. Oh. I know you might not have heard us, but you might want to get out of the way. Don't want to hurt you. Here you go. All right. Oh, no. You dropped your little bunny. Here you go, buddy.
Dropped a bunny?
Like,
who's got a bunny?
It's a new kind of stuffed toy.
I got questions.
Just moving through. Ooda lolly. Fortunes, forecasts, lucky charms. So, you guys make your way to the place.
Where we actually don't know the drop-off spot. Was it at Frankie Peanuts' secret hideaway?
Nope.
Yeah, where are we going?
you just bring it there.
Yeah, we bring it to the Street District.
And they're going to be so big.
Think of like Goblin Doorman comes out and is like, what are you doing? What is it? What are you doing?
This is what we were tasked to bring to you.
Ah, what are you oh, man.
You didn't tell us to go.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
And then
it just that goblin and Widget start like bickering back and forth with each other. It's, what are you doing, Widget? You can't bring this yet. Ah, come on, man. What do you want with that?
Did we just accidentally get Frankie Peanuts arrested?
Here's what we can do. We can either go inside and talk to him, or we can just leave it here and go.
Oh, we're leaving it.
He didn't tell us where to put it.
We're out
for
sure.
He can figure it out.
You guys just drop the cart.
I grab the armor.
And
tell him we said hi.
And on my way out, I walk past a Boros soldier on the corner, and I say, you know, that cart, we found it.
No.
And we heard that it was for Frankie Peanuts. And so we thought we'd deliver it on his behalf.
And they're all getting stupid angry about it. I don't know why.
Oh, get you next time, Gadget. Next time!
Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, created by Wizards of the Coast. Original campaign written by Brian David Judkins. Sound capture and original effects by Will Malones. Edits and mixing by Ned Donovan and Katie Brow. Theme song and additional music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Special thanks to Megan Judkins and Will Malones.
I hope that comes out as anything clean.
It'll be good.
That'll be good.
Oh, and not garbage.
Hey, party people, this is Ned Donovan, the player of Perix. If you're enjoying Encounter Party, please do us a favor and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to tell your friends to do the same. Also, ratings and reviews go a long way towards helping us find new audience members and keeping our party going. You can also join us in our Facebook discussion group, The Encounter Party, or on our Twitter and Instagram profiles at @encounter_party to keep the party going and to interact with cast members like myself and the rest of the crew. To find news and updates about the show and learn more, visit us at encounterparty.com. Thanks, y'all.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.